Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Okay, little side meeting, Rudy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's getting weird with right. Crisco.
What do you got, bud?
Oh, my God. Are you really going to do this?
Is he still talking about your guys' dual trip that he wants to go on to sabotage your solo trip? Is that the deal?
Well, of course.
Uh-huh.
But now he wants to try and ruin my Friday night.
Oh, he has
made up this whole thing where he thinks that we were going to hang out Friday night. I never said I was going to hang out with him. And he keeps bringing it up as if we already decided to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, no, remember we said Friday at 6:30. We're having dinner, remember? I never agreed to go anywhere. He goes, you said we're going out for steak. I didn't say that.
Rudy.
I didn't say any of it.
No.
And he keeps I'm talking to Rudy.
Oh, my God.
He keeps talking to me like he's trying to ghostlight, or what is it, gaslight me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, I did agree to go out with you. And now he's being upset and hurt.
True.
So now he's like reverse psychology, mm-hmm. making me feel bad so that I agree to go out with him on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy. He is psychopathic. I mean, this guy is warnings that I got before I started in this job,
man.
All came to fruition today.
Oh, God.
I'm not even kidding you. Oh. Yesterday in this room, Rudy.
Okay.
He said, I literally jokingly said, well, let's get together Friday, 6:30. And he goes, yeah, that's great. Let's do it. That's what he said.
Never said it.
You swear on your relationship with Vaughn that you didn't
say let's get together at 6:30.
You didn't say.
You imagine these things.
Oh my God, you're lying. Well, and you know you're lying.
You made this up.
Rudy.
He makes this stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
I am not on my father.
Hey, buddy.
He said 6:30 on Friday.
I didn't.
I didn't just make up a full day's conversation. No. Oh my God. Do you see what he does? Do you see what he's... I've actually moved on from this thing on Friday and have my own entire plan now.
Uh-huh.
But this is a true story.
Oh.
Because then this is what he did yesterday, the whole rest of the day. Because he can't just do it one time to you.
Do what?
He does it multiple times. So yesterday he goes, well, we're going to meet at 6:30, where we always meet on Friday. If you're not there, then you're not the friend I think you are.
See, psychologically, he creates this little game in his head.
Yeah.
Because I didn't say a place to meet him. So instead, he creates this whole thing of, well, I don't know where to meet because we never had the conversation. So where will we always meet on a Friday?
And I can tell you to the details
of
what he did to me yesterday.
Because
he'd go, oh, fuck, that sounds so great. And I go, is that where we're going on Friday at 6:30? And he goes, is that where we meet every Friday at 6:30 when we get together?
We don't ever meet on Fridays at 6:30.
We do. Yes, we do. We've gone to Mancini's.
Oh, my God. Buddy.
Okay, I will say this. Even though I'm not invited to these things, I don't ever remember you guys getting together on Fridays at 6:30.
Thank you.
So.
And, of course, you're always invited, but you don't eat, so...
That's not true. We just got together two Fridays ago.
So
when we went to Wiederholz.
Let's just move on, because
oh my god,
I just feel like he's on the brink of, you know, like maybe you've been alone too long. I thought I was bad.
Maybe you had a little too much schnitzel the other day.
I'm going to tell you right now, after today and after Ryan, which is just enough to handle, I'm telling you right now, he will not have to worry about Vaughn being back in 2 years. Because when Vaughn comes home and he's like, what happened to Ryan? Well, it's going to be multiple slaps to the face. Multiple slaps to the face.
So now he's threatening abuse. Do you see
this
how
is
he,
what he does?
He's doing the edge.
He is pushing me now to just go along with doing what he wants.
Oh, I'm
so
not
I
getting together with you on Friday.
So I don't get attacked.
Which is exactly what you wanted to happen the whole time.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right.
You've even got Rudy in on it now. Now it's a whole mutiny afoot.
I needed an outside perspective because I'm so tangled up in your little mind game that you
the
created.
The only time we ever hung out on dinner time was Friday at 6:30. We tell the story about when I thought you weren't going to show up. And you showed up at 6:39 late to dinner with Vaughn.
We should probably move on.
So what are you going to go do on Friday?
Anything. Jump in front of a bus. Be happy.
If you want to do something, we could do something.
Do you see what he's doing? Oh my God. I don't want to do anything with you.
It's being recorded. I'm saying it. If you've gone to this length to create a thing.
No, I'm actually pretty free. I'm good now.
Oh, you're free now.
Okay. I'm free, but I'm good.
Oh, see how he gets, Crystal?
Oh, God. Oh, man. This is like an all-time new low for Ryan.
This
is a new low because there was no Dez in here. Yeah.
Let's move on. Because we can't handle any more of your fictitious world.
Oh, my God.
We have some extra messages from couples that do strange things. Did you ever have one that you did with your ladies? Like your little thing that just was like the two of you? Like, oh my gosh, that's so us. We do this thing.
Naked chess.
Naked chess.
Yeah, we used to play a lot of naked chess. This was early 20s, so my girlfriend when I was in Wisconsin. But yeah, we were both chess players.
How could you focus long enough to like play chess?
You play chess after... You would get naked. There would be a good 20 minutes, half hour of you being naked, doing the thing, and then pull out the chessboard and then just sit, have a glass of wine or whatever afterwards, and then just play chess. Yeah.
Where did my ring go?
Yeah. Bishop is stuck somewhere.
Oh.
That's a real rook and cranny.
Here's some texts we got. We moon each other at random times.
Okay.
Okay.
Dig that.
If one of us toots and the other one toots after it, we call it our mating call. No, do your actual fart noises. Follow up. There it is.
There it is. It's the mating call.
I love you. My brother and sister-in-law play turtle. Do you know what that is?
Playing turtle. It's got to be something sexual, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. They let one rip under the covers and then see who can last the longest without needing to come up for fresh air.
Oh, so like an extended Dutch oven.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
I don't know who would want to extend that, but fair enough.
We have nicknames for each other. He's Butthead and I'm Jerkface. It's weird, but there are terms of endearment. Hey, Butthead.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like your daughter.
I was going to say, Kinley's got that name for me. Her and all of her friends now. Even this past weekend at her gymnastics meet. Every friend there that she has. Hey, Kinley's dad. Not Mr. Pavich. I'd even settle for Rudy. It's hey, Buttface.
I can't believe you don't just put a kibosh on that.
Yeah.
I guess I had parents that were like such sticks in the mud when we were kids. Like everybody was so uptight about everything where I'm like, let them have this. It's fine. You know, we have good kids around. It's not like, you know, us little jerks that were breaking into vehicles and getting brought home by the cops when we were 12. Yeah, you know, we got good kids. So, yeah.
We call each other my poopy.
That's weird.
Hey, poopy.
Yeah.
That is not anything I want to be a part of.
Term of endearment. No, that's not poopy.
That's different. My husband tucks me in at night and kisses my forehead.
Super weird.
Oh, I think it's sweet.
No, that's daddy issues, man.
Feel you feel safe, like being tucked in and you're safe and I love you and a little.
She sent that text in and was all like, "How cute is this?" And Rudy's like, "Daddy issues."
We have a 10-year argument of mine. We will say they are mine, and the other will say no, mine back. And fourth, we do the mine thing until someone wins. Mm. I don't get that one.
Is that from Finding Nemo where the birds go, mine?
Mine.
Mine. Oh. I'm guessing that's what it is.
Thank God you watch all these kid movies.
Yeah.
We would never, ever make sense of any of this stuff.
No, I just remember that because mine? Mine?
My husband and I dance in the kitchen when we're cooking. That's our thing.
Oh, that's cute.
When my husband wants to be frisky, he says, can I butter your muffin?
Hey.
Not bad. It's a good line.
Butter your muffin.
Whatever we want to show each other in front of friends that we're thinking about them, we do the feed the chicken. What's the feed the chicken?
Is
it this?
No, it is definitely not.
That's what it looks like, right?
No.
Tossing one?
That's what it looks like.
No, I think it's like a fist bump. Like you go fist bump, feed the chicken. And then you do like, I think it's like, I remember kid doing that one time.
I'm going to stick with mine.
Yeah, yours probably shouldn't be shown in the public daylight.
I scratch her face like a dog and she loves it.
Who's my baby girl?
I hide my husband's socks while he's getting ready. We also hide from each other and scare the crap out of one another coming out of our rooms.
Nothing like a good scream fight.
We say, you're a freak. No, you're a freak. You freak. Back and forth with each other. It's a small, weird exchange we have because it's an inside joke.
Yeah, totally a joke, because anybody who sees that outside of the two of you is like, I think you're both a couple freaks, okay?
See, and I miss doing that. I used to goose Vaughn when he'd bend over into the dishwasher, and then I'd chase him around the house. I don't feel bad for you. I'd come after him to try and get him, and he'd run up the stairs, and then he'd scream a little because he's very ticklish. Very ticklish.
Good to know.
Which, it's awesome to be with someone who's ticklish because you can always bring it out at any moment. Yeah. And they're like, no.
Little Goose Gossage over there just trying to get him.
Oh, it's the best. I love these things. So, this is cute. It reminds me of 3 weeks ago.
No, 2.5.
So, hey, speaking of Vaughn, do you want to apologize for what you did yesterday? He's very upset.
I know. And he's never going to get over it. I apologize.
Well, maybe he will get over it. You did say yesterday in the podcast. Well,
we don't
this.
Have to replay it.
We can play this.
I've told Ryan from the day I met him, there's only one tell in his life that he's married to a dude, and it's his dude.
Okay, he's probably listening to this right now. You know, there are a lot of things that gay couples have to deal with all the time, mm-hmm. you know, and that being like...
Being fabulous and going on awesome trips.
Right? Well, the, oh, you're super gay, or, you know, you're so obvious, or which one's the girl? Which is a really fun...
Really? People don't... Do they really ask you that?
I have been asked that more times than I'd like to admit.
No, okay. That's dumb.
I mean, I only wanted to know who the power bottom was. That was the only thing I ever asked. Other than that, I've kept it very kosher and PC with you two.
The power bottom. Which one's the man and which one's the woman? Well, there's no woman because two guys.
Two dudes.
Two dudes. Yeah. I'm the man and he's the man.
When did you decide you were gay?
Decide I was.
I thought it'd be really fun to, you know.
Live a life of secrecy until you're in your 20s. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I've had other people say, so, like, if I were gay, would you be into me? What? Why are we having this conversation? Yeah.
First off, the answer is yes, because you are good looking. So, yes, I would.
Let's see. Like, when they're like, you know what? I would kiss you if someone dared me to, I would try it. I would just try it to see what it's like.
I think you got a few months of therapy in front of your face, man.
to see what it's like?
That's weird. People are weird.
Like, it's a unique flavor. You want to try something completely different. But yeah, the whole, which one's the girl, that's always fun. And so I think probably what Vaughn was getting at when you're like, oh my God, it's so obvious that he's the big queen in your relationship. Like, you're definitely not as gay as he is. Look at him. Limp wristed in his penny loafers. Not true.
Didn't say that part.
Well...
I mean, yes.
You
what I said
to it.
Was wrong, and I shouldn't have said it. So then the catwalkers and the mouth kissers decided to get together and make a little song for Vaughn, and I apologize because this is probably not his favorite name. I apologize twice, but the only thing that worked with Help Me Rhonda was Help. I'm sorry, Vonda.
Well, since I put you down, I've been thinking about what I said. What I said ain't right, and it keeps running through my head. Well, Vonda, the fault's all mine, and maybe you'll forgive in time. Because I'm sorry, Vonda, I know what I said wasn't smart.
Sorry, Vonda.
Sorry, Vonda, so sorry, Vonda.
Sorry, Vonda,
so sorry, Vonda.
Sorry, Vonda,
so sorry, Vonda.
Sorry,
Vonda, so sorry, Vonda.
Sorry,
Vonda, so sorry, Vonda.
Sorry,
Vonda, so sorry, Vonda. Sorry, Vonda, man, sorry deep from my heart.
Now, I heard you working on this song yesterday. You changed some of the lyrics.
I did. I did. I didn't think it was going to help me. It was already in a pinch. Well, one of the lines I totally forgot.
Yeah.
You left and it went right out of my brain. And so I changed that one that Rudy and I worked on for like 10 minutes. He's like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to work for this. So no, that there was one line that changed and one line that just worked better. So
yeah, there was also a little bit of, maybe we don't really make him angry 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
We just keep it to one. We just genuinely say we're sorry. You're sorry.
Yeah, that's what we did. At the end of it, we went through about five different lines and we went, you know what? I think a genuine apology is probably going to be the only thing that makes Vaughn actually want to think about
like,
me.
So sorry. Sorry about your gayness. You can't tell you're really gay.
No, that doesn't sound like the lyrics
I don't think there's anything that we said in the room. I don't recall any of those words being said.
I don't know what in I'm sorry, Vonda would rhyme with your gayness. I don't know what would work.
I don't know.
You got such a pretty mouth. I think that was in there.
That was. We cut that on. That was left on the producer's floor.
Yeah,
so,
just cutting the floor. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, I wonder... What do you think he's feeling right now?
I'm sure he's probably annoyed that we're bringing it up again.
Forgiveness. Intense forgiveness right now is what I think. That song was immaculate.
Yeah.
Great job, buddy.
Thank you.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was good. I don't know if he's going to like the Vonda part, but that was just, it was a rhyming thing.
Got it.
Yeah. And we're like, I'm sorry, Vaughn. So sorry, Vaughn. Just doesn't go the same
I've
way.
I've called him Vonda before.
Yeah. See, so it's great.
Vonderella. Vonners. Mm-hmm. The big V.
Vonda Vousey.
Vonda Vousey. Yeah. Von Dutch.
Von Dutch. Yeah.
Well, Von.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
That was rude of me to say. Mm-hmm. And I take whatever amount of time you don't want to talk to me to heart.
Oh.
I get it.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. I'm being legit here.
Okay.
I'm saying I am sorry. You didn't deserve that. You deserve better.
Look at the big guy being so heartfelt and mm-hmm. honest.
I am being heartfelt and honest.
I love it. And then did you hear Crisco told me just yesterday? Mm-hmm. Vaughn invited him to Hawaii.
To go to dinner at 6:30 on Friday.
I know. I was like, oh my God, you're kidding me. He's like, no, seriously, he did. He invited me. And so I asked Vaughn about it. I'm like, did you invite Crisco? No. Why would I invite him out here?
You
and
feel
then
good about
he was
yourself?
Looking up airfare. He's like, Vaughn invited me. Really?
Do you feel good about yourself?
And then he was showing me the seats on the plane. Did you see that?
I was wondering why you had that up, man. That was really weird. Ryan and I were working very intensely on the show while you were just Googling airfare to just barge in on a
first
guy.
First off, you're no, not barge in. He was invited.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
I do it to myself. I do it to myself. I just put myself in a situation where I want to be loved. And
buddy,
it just kicks me away.
You are loved. Your mom loves you and Babe loves you.
Thank God.
All right.
I have them.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.